Okay, we're picking up from the top of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored Leilu Nishmas Shlamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama Shel Avin Aliyah. We're discussing Ze'iri Amar. We're discussing the concept of Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. We had the Rabbi Abba quoting Rabbi Yochanan that all the Isser in the Torah, the Heter part of it would not be Mitzdarif to Isser except for Nazir, because we had Xeris HaKasu. So Ze'iri says, no, there's more to that rule. Not just Nazir, but even Se'or B'Bal Taktiru. What's the pasuk? The Torah tells you, "Kol mincha asher takrivu laHashem lo te'aseh chametz ki chol se'or v'chol devash lo saktiru mimenu isha laHashem." We actually might be familiar with the end of that pasuk. Those who say the Ketores every morning, we quote that. Why? Lama ma'arvim v'advash mipnei shatorah amra ki chol se'or v'chol devash lo saktiru mimenu isha laHashem. We quote the end of that pasuk in the Ketores that we say. In Eretz Yisrael, they said every day. In America, before davening, you're supposed to be saying it anyway. But either way, so what do we see from here? Any korban they bring to Hashem should not be made of chametz. And chametz or seor, which is leaven, and or honey. So, and you're not allowed to burn them on the mizbeach. So Ze'iri's understanding that to burning on the mizbeach, lo saktir menu yishel Hashem, is telling at least a kazayas. So however, if you, according to Ze'iri, if you have a half a kezias of matzah, let's say, and half a kezias of chametz, one would be over the issur d'oraisa because of the words of kol sar. So kiman, so the Gemara points out, where is Ze'iri saying the statement? Keshita of Rabbi Elazar darish kol. That Ze'iri is following the shita of Rabbi Elazar, who says, ki chol sar lo saktiru. That the Russian of kol is teaching you that even part of the usual amount is included in the isser, and ki is telling you that even if he burns a mixture together, you're going to be chayev. Ki kol is a riboy, and therefore you would be chayev if you have only half, let's say half chametz and half of matzah, which is a mutter to be brought on the mizbeach. You would still be over the isser d'oraisa if you mix them together. That taroves we'd be chayev. So that would be the halacha of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is learning the lashon of kol, including additional chidushim in the iser. So the Gemara says that. So if that's true, though, ihachi l'inyan chametz nami. So by chametz, Rabbi Elazar tells us that one would be chayev malchus, would be chayev lashes for eating chametz in a mixture on Pesach, also based on heter mitzdarif l'iser. So Ze'iri said lechora his shita is according to Rabbi Elazar. So he mentions it only by karbanos ki chosar lo saktiru, but lechora. The pasuk says the same thing. The same drasha comes out in the Gemara Pesachim, and Daf Mem Gimel tells us ki chol ochel machmetes v'nechrasa. Anybody who has machmetes is going to be chayev kari. Is going to be chayev karis. So why does the Iri tell us that the lacha only applies to being makdir on the mizbeach when it's also a lacha by chametz in the Yomer, almost in Shloshim Yom of Pesach? So the shaila is over here. Why is it that we do not assume that this should be also included in the concept of heter mitzdarif? So the Gemara says, no, it does. Ein achanami, really? You're right. It does, according to Ze'iri, that lechora over here, the heter mitzdarif le'iser by chametz as well, and you would be chayav malchus. So why do you only mention the concept of lo saktira by the idea of not bringing chametz on the mizbeach? Because that was coming to exclude himself from the shita of Abaye. What did Abaye hold? Abaye held the Amar yesh haktara bepachos mikazayis. If I understood that one would be chayav for burning on the mizbeach, even less than a kazayis, any offering of chametz is going to be over. You're going to be over the issur d'oraisa. Kamash balan ein haktara bepachos mikazayis. Therefore, Ze'iri has to tell you, you're right. Heter mitzarif l'iser, but you still need the lump sum of a kazayis of the heter together with the iser to be chayav on the mizbeach. That's the shita of Ze'iri coming to Lafuke Abaye, who says that burning even the smallest amount of the mizbeach would be chayav and iser d'oraisa and chayav malchus. So Ze'iri disagrees and says that it only is a kazayas, as we generally have by a chiyuv of achila or even haktara, is going to be by a kazayas. So the Gemara points out, Yosef Rav Dimi v'kamar l'hayshmaitis. Rav Dimi was sitting, he was learning, and he said over what Rabbi Yochanan said, that the heter mitzarif l'iser only applies to nazir. So the Gemara says, Esim, Abaye has akasha. Is it really true that Rabbi Yochanan only said this halacha in regards to the halachas of Nazir? Lechora, we're about to bring a case of a Tefil Yom where we're going to mention that the heter is mitzarif l'iser. It's a long brisa, we're going to see. So the Gemara says, what's the case? Hamikba shel truma. A mikba is literally like a thick substance. It's a thick food that's cooked. And it's usually understood as some sort of like a cereal thing or porridge that's together. The way they used to make it is they would have mainly a grain, whatever grain it was, and they would have oil and garlic together as spices. Apparently that was a dish that they enjoyed eating. So in this case, we're going to be talking about where the mikvah shel truma, the main part of the grain, the ikar point, is truma. So the grain is part of truma. That obviously is only for kohen. However, there's shuma, shemen, shel chulin. The garlic and oil of this porridge together, the cereal, is not going to be truma. It's going to be chulin. It's mutter for Yisrael to eat it. And what happened? Naga tful yom b'miktasan. So tful yom, who is somebody midareisa, is not allowed to. Let's say he touched the sherets, or if he's going to become tar that later that day. So if he has a hotzah zera, right, something like that, he becomes tamei for that day. So the halacha is he goes to the mikvah. However, he's just tevul yom, means he's literally waiting for tevul. He literally went in the mikvah that day. He's just waiting for harav shemesh. He's waiting for shkia or tzeis, whatever. He's waiting for the day to end in order for him to be mutter to eat kachim and to eat truma. So if he touches truma or kachim, the halacha is that he passels them. So here, you have the ikar point is truma, the ikar thing, the ikar grain is truma. However, the garlic and the oil are chulin. And what happened, the tful yom, again, is tahor in regards to chulin, but if he eats anything besides for chulin, he's not allowed to eat it. And he touched part of this porridge over here. So the halacha is, it had three ingredients, he only touched part of it. So the halacha is that the pasul is chulin. So that he's going to disqualify the entire thing, the entire porridge. Since the entire porridge is primarily of this grain, it's considered one single grain, ikar is the ikar, and therefore, since it's one single entity, the entire thing is going to become problematic for a kohen to eat, and even though the minority ingredients of oil and garlic are ki'ilu, they're separate, but still we assume that it's one blended mixture, one tarovis, and therefore, we're going to assume that it would disqualify the entire thing. That's what we're saying over here. So the Gemara says, Mikvah shel chulin, if the porridge ikar was actually of chulin, and the other way around now, shum v'ashemen shel truma, and here the garlic and the oil are of truma, v'nagal tfuyom v'miktasim, tfuyom touched part of the porridge, lo pasal elo mako mago, the lacha is that he disqualifies only the place where he touched it. So the Mishnah is telling us that the only importance is the main component of the porridge, in the first case. The second case of here, the minority is the truma part. So here, we assume that if the truma, the tzvul yom touched part of the porridge, he's not going to be pasul the whole thing, because it's viewed be'ikaron as non-truma, but the point that you did touch, that obviously is going to be problematic. So the Gemara says, actually the Gemara also assumes that in the Havamin over now, the Gemara is assuming that the entire thing is viewed as non-truma. To which the Gemara is going to ask Akasha, Vina ba, mako mago my pasul. If the whole thing is viewed as chulin, the Havamin is more than I'm saying. Not just that the ikar point is not truma, so that point that you're touching is not going to be a problem. Only the point you're touching is a problem. The Gemara is assuming right now that the Brisa is assuming that the entire thing is viewed as chulin. So which the Gemara asks, if that's the case, that doesn't make sense. We have a problem. Mako mago my pasul. Why should it matter where you touch it? If the parch is viewed as all chulin, a tvulyom should not pasul the entire thing. So the Gemara answers no. Why is it that it's in fact a problem over here? And this is Rabbi Yochanan telling it. Because a non kohen who eats such a thing, if you have a kazayas of it, he would be chayav to malchus. The halacha is a non kohen, a zar who eats truma is chayav malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that a non kohen who eats this porridge thing is going to be, if he eats the amount of a kazayas, he's going to be chayav malchus. So the Gemara is assuming that since the truma is not independent, but it's part of the main porridge, the lacha is telling us that only the spot that you touch is going to become disqualified, not the entire thing. In regards to eating, you would be chayav. So the Gemara says, my time is, so what's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan to tell you that you're going to be chayav malchus on a zar who eats this porridge, if he eating a kazayas of it? So lachora, you're not eating a kazayas of the truma itself, of the whole porridge itself, you're having a kazayas. Lachora, that's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. So the Gemara answers, La mishum the heter mitzaref iser lachora. Isn't it because the heter is mitzaref iser? Meaning that we're assuming that the oil and the garlic, which were part of the truma, you're not having a kazayas of those two things, but together with the grain, you'd be having a kazayas. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would tell us that in that example, you'd be chayav malchus, even though you had mainly the grain, let's say, so you had a kazayas together. The only reason you could assume that way is because heter is mitzaref le'iser. To which the Gemara answers, Amar le lo. Rav Divi responds back to Abaye, no. Rabbi Yochanan is not learning of heter mitzaref le'iser. When Rabbi Yochanan says that you're going to be chayav malchus for eating this porridge thing, my kazayas, what did he mean by saying that you're going to having a kazayas, the amount of an olives? of an olive amount, that you're eating an olive's amount of truma in the time they eat a kedei achilas pras. Pras literally means half. It means that half a loaf of wheat bread. So the machlokas is it whether or not the standard loaf is 6 or 8 kezesim. That's a shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara is assuming right now that that whatever it is, whatever that amount, kedei achilas pras, machlokas, the Rambam and Rashi, I believe, adayom, to how what is it, the shear of a kedei achilas pras, but that you need to eat a kezias in the time frame of normal eating. The single act of eating, that single act of eating is assumed to be a kedei achilas pras. So in order to fulfill any achila, this is bein la'isr, bein la'heter, that you would be chayev kedei only, you'd be only mekayim the mitzvah of achila if it's kedei achila, eaten within a kedei achilas pras. And if it's not eaten in kedei achilas pras, then you would not be mekayim the mitzvah, standing for an avera. If you eat an isr, an avela, a half a kezias now, and then half a kezias 30 minutes later, so that wasn't, it would be over the chatzi shir, which we assume is an isr midareis, it's mechokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, but you would not be chayev malkus, which is why, by the way, in Yom Kippur, why do we have this concept of someone who has to eat and drink? So why do we tell them that every whatever, there's machlokas, how long bizman hazeh actually is a kedei achilas pras? The pashta says it's anywhere from like 3 to 4 minutes, the chasam sofer, the big chumra, which the achronim go with, because it's chasam sofer. So he mentioned the chum, especially in Isser Dereisa, I think he says somewhere like 9 minutes. So I assume, so we're machmir that only every 9 minutes for achila, let's say, the person should be eating. So you have half a kezias, let's say now, a little bit. Again, granted, it's still an Isser D'Oraisa, but still, it's not Chayav, you're not Chayav, you wouldn't be Chayav Malkus, you'd be Chayav Karis, Pasha is also probably not. We Chayav in less than the shear, that's why we recommend doing the same thing, but on the Chumra side, you have to be Machmer, that's why people, you see them like stuffing their faces with they're being very Machmer on the shear, they're being very Machmer on the shear on Pesach, let's say, Leil Pesach, so you have to have a Kezias of Matzah, it's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa, but Leila Tochel Matzos, Barev Tochel Matzos, so you have to have Kezias of Matzah, so it has to be Kedei Achilas Pras, the time it takes to eat the six or eight kezesim. So you want to be machmer for the shiel. So you have 2-3 minutes is a standard shiel. 3 minutes of kedei achilas pras, and so people want to have, they want to have 2 kezesim, the machmer for the other shitas and the achronim. So they're having a lot in the mouth. So again, that's a chumra. You should know a reasonable shiel, but some people aren't careful with this and at all. You have to, because kezias and matzah is matzah is very thin. So like bread, you don't really have an issue on Friday night. Hopefully, also you have a few bites. So already a few bites is going to be a kezias. But when it comes to matzah, you should really make sure that you have in front of you, you should give in front of every person. You don't have to be so crazy with what the shear is, but around half a matzah, a third, it depends. Again, everyone has a different size exactly of how big your shmur matzahs are, but be'erech, half a matzah, you'd be mekayim, the mitzvah of achilas matzah. If you want to be more machmir yourself, that's great, but you should tell everybody, especially all gedolim, women and men, everybody's chayav and matzah, to give them the proper shear so that they know how much they have to eat. And they also should be eating it in kedei achilas pras, in the halacha that it takes to eat this half a loaf. It's only like a few minutes. So people are not careful. They eat a bite and they start talking and they schmooze and they do that. You have to have it kedei achilas pras. We're talking about a mitzvah d'oraisa over here. Anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that in this case, you had a kedei achilas pras of the oil and the garlic in the kedei achilas pras. And that is why you are going to be chayav if you're a kohen. So therefore, Biyochan is telling us that eating that the non-kohen would be chayav malkus because he ate it. And we don't assume that it's batal agamre. We don't assume that it's batal to the porridge, which is chulin. We do assume that the truma is really there. And if you have the shear, you'd be chayav malkus. So the Gemara asks, is it really true that chilas pras is deresa? So we kind of jumped the gun. I made it obvious that it is, but the Gemara asked it, is it really true that achilas, this concept of eating in this amount of time, is that really called a deresa? And the Gemara answers, yes, amar le'in. That really it is called the time of the press is going to be deresa. This also comes up for a shir, for bracha achrona. People aren't so careful with this either. Is that when you're eating a mezonos food, if you eat a little bite now, and then a little bite in 10 minutes, a little bite in 10 minutes, you don't make alamicha, because you didn't have a kazayas, kedei achilas pras. You should make sure when you're eating, that you should make sure the same thing with drinking also. That's a revias though. You have to have 3 ounces within a few, it's not so long. 3 ounces, you have it in 10 seconds, 15 seconds. You have to have the 3 ounces right away to drink it. You drink one shot, then drink another. You should have it right away. And then after, you could sip it slowly. This comes a very big shaila when it comes to things which are like hot water. When you have hot tea. If you have hot coffee or hot tea, what do you do in terms of bracha achrona? Because you don't have a shir of a revias in the kedei, in the time that you normally drink a revias. So that's a big shaila in the poskim. Do we assume that it goes after, since over here you have a total of a revias, it goes after the derech that you're having it, so then you'd be able to make a bracha achrona. Or others say that no, that you didn't have a Rav Yossi, would not be making a bracha. Chorona, that is a big deal in the post-game Ad Yom Hazeh. Everyone should consult the Rav to figure out what they do. I've seen, these are for big tzaddikim, but I saw Rav Tversky did this also once at Shlita, and Rav Kiva Nevensal and so on. They would drink their coffee regular, then they would leave, like 3 ounces in the bottom, wait for it to cool off, and then they would chug the 3 ounces at once so that there's no shaila. Then everybody agrees it'd be chayev to make a bracha achrona. This is also a misconception. Once I'm ready on brachas, I'm going to look right there. It's short. Amen. I guess I could talk about this. Halacha bracha here is that people don't realize that if any point during the course of your achila, you had a kezayis kedei achila spras, obviously you have to continue eating and continue your meal and not just take a 3 hour break, because then you're going to be hungry again. You lose out on the bracha achrona. But if, let's say, I'm eating for a half hour, so in the first few minutes, I'm just munching on a mizonos. I'm eating like small little pretzels. I don't have a kezayis. But then, like 15 minutes in, I have like a big bite of cake. So then I had a kedei achilas pras anywhere in my achila, so then I am chayav pashut, I'm going to be chayav in the bracha achrona, even if it's later. As long as I, at some point during my achila, I had a shir of kedei achilas pras, it could be even at the end, right before I'm ready to make bracha achrona, that also would be the halacha of kedei achilas pras. So the Gemara says, again, I'm achilas pras d'oraisa, so the Gemara says, and yes, it really is a din d'oraisa. So the Gemara says, ihachi, Abaye asks, Amai pligir abanaleya derbe lezer bekuta chabavli. So why would the chacham disagree with regards to kuta chabavli? Kuta chabavli is this type of food which had like bread, like spoiled milk and bread together. I think it's fine as like something like similar to whey, bizman hazeh. So Rabbi Elazar told us that eating this kutach are going to be chayav. So they had breadcrumbs, and they had breadcrumbs, and they had other things with it as well. So now if we're assuming that even if there isn't a kezayis right now, but there is a kezayis, kedei achilas pras, when eating this, so why does everybody agree? So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Rav Dima responds, Hanach Lakuta Chabavli. The Kuta Chabavli is a different case, because the Leika Kazayas Bekede Achilas Pras. The Lacha is that a Kuta Chabavli doesn't have a Kazayas within a Kede Achilas Pras, as Rav Dimi is going to tell us. Ika Dasharif Lei Mishra, because if he's having it straight, normally this was like a dip. You would dip like your bread in it, and they would have it as like a dip. So if you're eating it straight, not as a dip, so Lacha is Batla Daita Itza Koladim. That's not normal Achila. The halacha is that you need to eat something, let's say a person is achilas gasa, or achila that's not the derech achila, like pickle juice or something like that. That's why they recommend if you have to take a pill in Yom Kippur, you need to have water with it, so then you should have like pickle juice, because that's mamish, not derech achila. Nobody has it, you're not going to be chayav for drinking pickle juice, because nobody drinks that, it's disgusting, or vinegar or something like that. That's not a normal way to drink things. So the halacha is batla daita sekoladim. Nobody drinks this dip straight, and if you do, and you have the kezayis, you're normal, and that's not considered a nevera for you. You're not going to be chayav, meaning not normal achila, and only chayav derech achila in the normal way. Mishtar kashatir. However, if he dips it in the regular way, then you're not going to have lo mishkacha kezayis b'chilas pras. You have these little breadcrumbs. That's not enough to make up a kezayis in the time that it has a kedei achilas pras. Which you mentioned, the different shirim, in 3 to 4 minutes, you're not going to have the kezayis. It's fine. So now the Gemara continues to ask a kasha, though. Esi ve abayas a kasha from the Braisa. Shtei meduchos. If you have two mortars, achat shel truma ve'achat shel chulin. One is of truma and the other one is of truma. Regular spices. One and one the truma spices. The funash tekaderas, and you had two pots in front of you. Achat shel truma ve'achat shel chulin, and you have one pot had truma in it, and the other pot had chulin in it. So the question is, what fell into what? None fell elu soch elu nalacha, and one of them fell into those, and you don't know which one fell in. So shechein mutaras. The Mishnah, the Braisa tells us that both pots are going to be permitted. Their previous status, the chazaka, the cheska, the chazaka that one is truma is going to stay remain truma, and the chazaka that one is chulin is going to remain chulin. Shani Omer chulin l'toch chulin naflo, because I could assume that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma l'toch truma naflo. So the Gemara points out, Isa gadaita, you're going to tell me that kezayis v'deichas pras is deraisa, that eating a kezayis, a forbidden food, in the time that it takes to pras, is going to be an iser deraisa. Amayamin and Shani, what is Shani Omer? Is that we have the right to assume that the chazaka l'etera, the chazaka the chulin remain that way. Now, we also have a concept of safek deraisa l'chumra. So if I'm a safek and I'm in doubt with regards to what exactly happened, pashut, I have to be machmir. The only way I could make this halacha of Shani Omer that I could assume that really the heter fell into heter and the chulin and the truma fell into truma is if I assume that this whole thing was a din derabanan. But if eating a kezayah, kezayah chilas pras is going to be an iser deraisa, so why don't we assume that having these spices go in is going to be a problem for some of the suffix iser deraisa l'chumra? So the Gemara says, Elamai, heter mitzarif l'iser. So then, what are you going to tell me that the heter is mitzarif? Elamai, heter mitzarif l'iser. Are going to tell me that the heter is mitzarif l'iser to tell you they're going to be chayev Abaya wanted to say that according to Yochanan, that a zar she'achal truma is heter mitzarif le'iser. So then, according to you, Abaya, you're going to explain the Gemara like this. Amayar minan shani mer. So according to you, also, it's an iser deraisa. All the heter, the heter of the spices that were there are mitzarif to these iser spices of the truma, and it's usher for zar to eat it. So the Gemara says you're right. So Abaya also has this problem. Elahanach l'chumas tavle derabanani, because the truma of spices is only a din derabanan midaraisa. What do you have to take off? Midaraisa, according to most Rishonim, based on the Gemaras, is only dagan tirosh v'yitzar. Only grain, wine, and oil are chayv midaraisa. Some have the sheet, I think there's a ravid somewhere that says that the shivas haminim are also going to be chayv midaraisa. We had this a few, I forgot which mesepta it was, we had a simon raila, because the Gemara was talking about taking off truma on fruits, and it sounded like it was talking about the shivas haminim, it sounded like there was dindaraisa. Anyway, so that is the standard. So here, but everyone agrees that the spices are going to be dindarabanan. So this is a dindarabanan, so it could be mekel. So the whole concept of heter matar isser and the whole concept of the truma falling into that one is all dindarabanan, so you can be mekel, savik darabanan lakula. So now Bai has another kasha though, asive, kasha from the braisa, shtei kupos, if you have two boxes, okay, so you have a box. And what do you have in the box? Achat shel truma v'achat shel chulin. One is truma, one is grain, and one is chulin. So now we're talking about grain. This is the Iker point now. It's grain. Lefnein shtei sa'in. And in front of them was two sa'as filled with grain. Achat shel chulin v'achat shel truma v'nefel elu tochel. It's the same case, but here we're talking about a grain. And grain, obviously, is dagan, is going to be chayv midareisa in truma. Shnein mutarin. The Mishnah tells us that both are mutar. Shani omer chulin toch chulin nefel. The same svara is that the heter fell into the heter and the truma fell into the truma. Truma toch truma nafla. V'yisak adaitach kazayis v'gdeyach v'yach 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 Hakadayas Achilas process is going to be Asher Midaraisa. So Mayamin and Shani Amir here, we can't say the same thing we said before, that it's Truma Darabanan, because you're taking off on Dagan, which is a Din Daraisa. So let's turn out the next Amal Lamadayan. We're going to go a little bit further, because Lamadayan is a little bit longer, so we have more time now. So we're going to go Vaiter and Lamadayan and Aleph Bish Lamadididi. So according to me, so Abaya shows why this is not a Shaila. Now, according to me, that says, so when I said Rabbi Yochanan that a non-Kohen, a Zar, who's going to be chayav eating kazayis of this porridge is because the heter is mitzarif l'iser, so then I can understand, could go into nefishi chulin. We could talk about a case where there is a lot of chulin, then shrima. So then in that such a case, then we're going to assume that it's min b'mino, and we're not going to say that the heter is mitzarif l'iser. The only time we assume that heter is mitzarif l'iser is if there's at least as much iser as there is heter. So in the previous cases that we could assume that way. However, over here we can't. So therefore the Braisa mentions referring to the case which Truma was much less than the regular thing that was in the box, and therefore there is no heter mitzarif l'iser. It's only going to be more than 50%. You can say like rubo kakula or something like that. But according to you, Rav Dimi, Damart Mishum de Ika Kazayas Bechadechilas Pras, who said that the reason Rabbi Yochanan said that the Zar who eats it is going to be because he ate a Kazayas Bechadechilas Pras, Kol Nefisha Chulin Mayhave. What does it matter that the Bryce is talking about a case that there's a lot over here? What does it matter over here? What's the difference? According to you, it should be if you have a kazayis b'chadeh chilas pras, it's still going to be aser. So Rav Dimi answered in Amar Lei, Hanach l'chumah b'zmanah zeh derabanan. So he answered, you're right, that grain really should be different. But the whole idea of chumah b'zmanah zeh is derabanan. Adiyom, chumah is derabanan, because it's a shayla exactly what you need. But the pashas says you need rov yoshvele, you need most of the yidin in the world to be in Eretz Yisrael, which is a nogea for chumah, and which is nogea or... Am I getting confused? With Shemitah, for sure, you need Rav Yishvele. I think that's one of the reasons now, maybe, I have to double check, but I'm assuming that the reason that it's Darabanan is because, Rav Yishvele also applies for Truma, which is gonna have a lot of nafkaminas because Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, is growing, but it's also sad because Chutz Eretz is not growing because of the intermarriage, the rampant intermarriage that is existing. And amongst non-Orthodox, they say it's like 70% of non-Orthodox Jews in America are intermarrying. That is crazy. So, Pikuach Nefesh Mamash, we have to try whatever we can to be helping these people, but so you might have Rov Yoshvel in the next Shemitah cycle. They were talking about this, but I'm curious for dinim of Truma also if it applies. The Rambam seems to imply you need Melech anyway, so I don't know, according to the Rambam, I'm not sure. And these things would become Daraisa, but either way, as much as everyone agrees that Truma is Darabanan. So where's Amalei Abaye Mimai that Mishras? But what about this Mishras? The Heter Mitzar Leizrodas. So now Abaye comes in 360 now. He's saying, why do I even assume that the heter mitzar l'iser is because of this idea of mishras? Maybe there's telling you a different chiddush. There's a concept called tam ke'ikr, that if something is imparting flavor to something else, it becomes like the iser itself. This is a very important din, is because people don't realize this, is that, let's say like a chalent. So a person's machmer on a certain type of meat, You're assuming you're machmir on a certain type of meat that you don't eat this meat. You hold it's not in Eretz Yisrael. There's all these different hechsherim. In America, it's a lot easier. Everyone like holds it's a certain hechsherim. Everyone eats it. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's all these different hechsherim. So you don't hold of that. That meat, you say, is very problematic for you. But the cholent was made of that meat. So what do people do? They'll take the potatoes and the barley of the cholent and they won't eat the meat. This is a problem of Tom Kikker. If there was more than shishim of basar, which sometimes usually there is, imparting flavor, so then the whole thing is assumed to impart the flavor into that chalent, and the entire chalent has the status of that meat in terms of whether you hold of it or not. So it's going to see the same, probably the same exact isser. If you assume Tom Kikker is the right, so which most Rishonim, I think Rabbeinu Tam may not have, but everyone else holds that way. So Bai asks that why don't you assume that this is coming out from Mishras is telling you that when the grape infuses flavor into the bread, it creates tam kikker, and that's the din d'oraisa. So let's say you cook treif in a pot and you have vegetables in that pot that you cook the treif with. So the vegetables are becoming tam kikker, they also become treif midaraisa also. Chai Malkus, according to the Rosh Rashi, many Rishonim. So the Gemara says, Elabaya, Abaya just did a 360. Mi kara kakashleim, the kamar Rav Dimi. You asked the kashan Rav Dimi that it was telling you that it applies only to case of nadir. Now, vakamotiv lei kolam tiyufta, and he asked Rav Dimi with all these kashas, and now Abaya is flipping 360. Hadar marlei, liti dam kikar. Now you're telling me that it's not talking about heter mitzarev leiser, that the whole thing, the original case of nadir, even that now is not talking about heter mitzarev leiser. Rather, it's coming to make a different iser of tam kikar. So the Gemara answers for Abaye, Basar Deshani Le, after Avdimi gave him a good answer, which Abaye thought was a good answer, I'm really Dilma Leite and Tom Kekar Dasas. He says, you're right. And then let's go all the way back to the first case of Nazir. Maybe even Nazir. The case would be Nazir. When it comes to Nazir, even that case isn't working through Heter Mitzar Flaser. Rather, another principle that we're familiar with of Tom Kekar, that when you impart flavor into a mixture of Tarobes, the entire thing gets that flavor is going to become Asr. So that's the Gemara's assuming that that's actually, he was so convinced by the answers of Rav Dimi that he went even further to ask him on this case as well. Okay, we'll pick up Lechadisani Mirtz Hashem in tomorrow's daf.